It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Border Crossings here from Studio 4. We're going all the way to Jamaica for today's show. We've got our guest in studio, Mystic Bowie, is here with a very special gift to the world, especially those that love the music of the Talking Heads. Hang around. It's coming up next here on Border Crossings with Mystic Bowie.
Shotgun shack. You may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You may say to yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by.
Let the water hold me down. Water flowing on the ground
into the blue again.
After the money's gone,
once in a lifetime.
You may ask yourself, how do I worth this? You may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by.
Let the water hold me down.
Letting the days go by.
Water flowing on the ground
into the blue again.
After the money's gone,
once in a lifetime.
Water dissolving, water removing. There is water in the bottom of the ocean. Remove the water, cover the water. Remove the water from the bottom of the ocean.
Letting the days go by.
Let the water hold me down. Ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. You may ask yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway lead to? You may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? You may say to yourself, my God, what have I done? Let the water hold me down.
Letting the days go by.
Water flowing on the ground.
Into the blue again.
After the money's gone.
Once in a lifetime.
Same as it ever was.
Same
as it ever was.
Same
as it ever was.
Same
as it ever was. Time isn't holding us. Time isn't after us. Time isn't holding us. Time doesn't hold us back. Time isn't holding us. Time isn't after us. Time isn't holding us.
Letting the days go by.
Let the water hold me down.
Letting the days go by.
Water flowing on the ground.
Into the blue again.
After the money's gone.
Thank you.
welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and in our studios and on tour for a brand new project that he's got out, Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads is with us here in Washington, D.C. He's got a new album. It's a concept album. We're going to talk with him about his music and his career, which began in Jamaica, and he's here in our studios. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's great for you guys to be here today. I love reggae music. I love reggae music.
It's good to know that because I love you. I'm one of your biggest fans. You just don't know. So I'm really excited to come meet you in person.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing this. I I've been to Jamaica several times. I've climbed the Duns River Falls, and I stayed at Rose Wyndham Hall and played golf in Montego Bay. And love Jamaica.
Next time you should visit where I am. I'm in the mountains of a community called Akompong.
All right.
We're a tribal community. We tribe is called the Maroons, and that the tribes that I belong to.
And you're like a cultural minister for that tribe.
Yeah, I am the Minister of Youth and Culture for the Maroon tribes, yes.
You do a lot of charity work. From what I read about you, you give a lot of your time and a lot of resources to kids.
Yeah, man, I have to. If you think about it, living a life, earning and harvesting from this world and from this earth and not giving back, what does that make me? I won't even give you the answer.
You won't give me that? Well, I wasn't going to answer. You can fill in the blank. But so it's always been reggae music for you? Or
no, I started out singing tribal music, which is Pocomina, Mento, and
that's
Calypso.
Folk, Mento's
the
folk,
Mento is Jamaican folk music.
Right.
That's where Calypso derived from, really. So that's where I started out, and I was discovered at an early age. Won a major competition in Jamaica when I was 13 years old. And because of that, the hotel industry got really interested in me to start performing because I wasn't the reggae. I was one of the only child singing, you know, traditional Jamaican music. So I got a lot of the jobs from that. And then, you know, the foreign entities, promoters start getting interested in me, and why not take advantage of it?
Well, I love reggae music, and our audience around the world loves reggae music. And, you know, it doesn't seem to be something you can find that easily here in America, but it's very popular outside of the United States.
Yeah, in Europe, reggae is huge. As a matter of fact, you know, there's so much reggae music available, and thanks to the internet, you know, you as a reggae lover can find reggae at the tip of your finger right now. You know, you search for reggae, and you'd be surprised the amount of music out there available to you.
And there are so many festivals, too, reggae music festivals.
Those are fun.
Yes. You've played quite a few.
Yeah, I played quite a few, and you should be showing up at some of them so I can say, you know, that's the guy, that's Jimmy.
That's Andy. I'm coming. You invite me to one, I'll be there.
All right.
If you crowd surf, I'll try and catch you. No promises, but I'll try.
Can you catch a person with playing a bass, a flying bass player?
I have never tried.
A flying guitar player?
Never tried.
Have you ever catch a
Not
Japanese?
Not at the same time.
Can you catch a Japanese playing a keyboard?
Yes. Her I can catch. Can you introduce the guys in the band?
Actually, I think they should introduce themselves.
All right. They can do that.
On bass, the legendary
Rupert McKenzie, otherwise called Roops.
All right, Roops.
From Jamaica.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And on guitar,
Billy Ruger from Connecticut.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not from Jamaica.
No, not from Jamaica, sadly.
The nice thing about this dude, man, it's amazing. I actually watched him grow up, and I was really close with his parents. So I actually watched Billy grow up to become this amazing, talented, great young man, an amazing musician. So I'm very, very fortunate to have him working with me.
I can tell you have a nice heart because, you know, you're doing nice things for people. You know, you bring him into your band, you know, somebody you observed, and come play with me. So that's a very nice thing to do.
And then on keyboard over there, we have the biggest troublemaker in the band. She looks so calm and pleasant. She is a troublemaker.
She is?
Yeah.
That's why she has no microphone.
Exactly. And that is Aya Kato from Japan.
Kato-san. Welcome. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Nice to have you here from Japan. We're broadcasting in Japan. We're in Jamaica. We're all around the world. And we have Mystic Bowie in our studios. Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads. So this is a concept album, a concept project that you started, I guess, in 2015.
Yes. I had the idea. I came up with the idea about 8 years before I even got together and went public with the idea. I was on tour with the Tom Tom Club. I'm one of the singers in the Tom Tom Club. Which is the rhythm section for Talking Heads.
Right.
And I've seen the offers came in for the reunions. And I wanted the reunion to happen because there's my chance to maybe be a backup singer for one of my most amazing band, you know, the greatest poetry and rhythm section. And I wanted to happen. When I saw it wasn't getting it together, I decided, you know what, why don't I strip these songs, take their lyrics, write Caribbean, my cultural music, and put it to that poetry and do my own thing. And I mentioned it to the original members, Chris France and Tina Weymouth, and they said, Mystic, you should definitely do it. What a great concept. And here it is.
Here it is. And here you are.
Here we are. I mean, what, 3rd year kicking off, you know, wow, touring. And so far, we haven't had any negative, you know, feedback. Mm-hmm. As yet, you know, we have it's really good because the diehard Talking Heads fans are now coming on board because, you know, there was the skeptics in the beginning, you know.
Sure.
But then they came to the show and we even heard folks even said to us, well, I finally understand what David was saying in this song. Because, you know, we take it in reggae, you have to be clear, you have to be, right, you know, the story have to be the most important thing in it, not just the music. And so I came up with the idea and I decided I want to legitimize the my concept. Mm-hmm. So I went back to Jamaica, recorded the entire album in Jamaica with some of the legendary musicians, you know, and, you know, 80-something-year-old guitar player Ernest Ranglin played guitar, you know, Dean Fraser, Namba Robinson, Hopeton Williams, those guys, the horn section. Mm-hmm. And this album, then we, Lincoln Thomas is my co-producer and guitar player. Freddie McGregor, who is another living Jamaican legend, Freddie McGregor sang on a song with me. So then I decided, you know what? I want to bridge it back to the States. So I reached out to Cindy Wilson from B-52s, who ended up singing a song also. You know, and then, you know, from there, I said, well, one of the younger Jamaican guys, Taurus Riley, who's, you know, he'd been on top of the reggae scene for past 12, 15 years. Why not bring him in? And, of course, he said yes. They all love the project, so here it is. You know, a great album kicking off. We just released a music video. We just released the single. And now we basically getting ready to hit the tour again. And the new album coming out on June 15th.
Oh, what's that called?
Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads. Self-titled album.
Wow. All right. Excellent. Well, I can hardly wait for the album. And I want to hear you guys do some music, too. Now you've got me all excited because of the story here. Talking Heads music turned into reggae. So that's going to be very exciting to listen to.
Yeah, the thing, what we do, obviously, today, we strip down. On, you know, when we're on tour, we're a full band. Here, we're very stripped down to, we don't have the drummer, we don't have our backup singers. So now the musicians are filling in for the backup singers. Mm-hmm. I'm basically doing some percussion, and we're just basically going to hit it.
All right. So go ahead and hit it. Mystic Bowie and Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads.
Up and turn me round. I feel now born with a weak heart. Guess I must be having fun. Less we say about it, the better. We make it up as we go along. My feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing's wrong. I'm already there. I came home
she lifted up her wings. I guess this must be the plan. When I can't tell one from another, I find you or you find me. Girl, there was a time before we were born. If someone asked me, this is where I'd be, where I'd.
Love it.
Thank you.
Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads. Now, so does David Burns know about your album and about your music?
Yes, he does.
And what did he say? Did you talk to
him? Actually, so far, I haven't got a response from David. But knowing David, he haven't said no yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very opinionated person. You know, he's an opinionated person. So if David didn't like what's going on,
right.
Believe me, you would know.
Hopefully, June 16th, you don't get an email the day after.
So actually, I hope we do.
A good email.
Yeah.
A positive email.
David is a good guy.
Yeah, David is a good guy?
June 15th. Yeah, David is a good guy. Very eclectic person. He's a musical genius. So most geniuses are always misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to these words, man. Listen
that's
to these
true,
lyrics.
That's true. Listen and so you're giving the songs new life, which is great, with a different vibe and a different flavor.
Exactly.
I read where you took the words, but you eliminated all the instrumentation so that you could create your own story.
Exactly. I did not want to be a cover band.
Mm-hmm.
My intention was never to be a cover band. It's to be Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads. Take the poetry of Talking Heads, strip the music away from it, write my own music, then bring back some of the more popular melodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to maintain the integrity of Talking Heads' music mm-hmm. and their artistry. And so that's what I did. And so far, I think I accomplished my objective.
Hmm. Well, everybody, your sound is great. Everybody loves reggae music. It's happy music. It's party music. There's a lot of political overtones to a lot of reggae music.
Correct.
And spiritual messages, which Bob Marley had started and spread so well. But, now it's something else. It's party music. It's fun music. It's happy music. It's good time music.
It's, you know what? If you listen to reggae music and it doesn't put a smile on your face, I'm sorry. You will never be smiling again.
That's right. You must not be breathing if you're not smiling when you're... Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads on tour right now. Is this an international tour? I know you've played Peru and you've played a number of different places around the world. How about this tour?
Yeah, this tour is going to be national.
Okay.
National. Last year we went out into Canada mm-hmm. and came back. But I think this year we're focusing on the United States because we have this album coming out and we want to kind of focus on the U.S. market. Just promote it. Travel around and let people keep seeing Talking Dreads and see what we're made of. You know?
And so you went to Berklee School of Music.
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, you did. I read something. Oh, you went there. Is that how you met or how did you come across? This is an interesting international band that you formed.
No, what I did, the way Berklee came in for me, when I just came up with this concept, I actually went to Berklee and recruited some musicians.
Oh.
And
so you were at Berklee.
Yeah. Then I went.
You didn't attend, but you were there.
I rented a studio in Boston and got some students from Berklee.
Gotcha.
To basically say, listen, you guys are going to be working with me for a while. This is the concept. We're going to be stripping down these songs. We're going to be writing this music, and I need you guys to work with me here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I stepped foot in Berklee.
I lived in Boston, so it's a beautiful area. Beautiful, beautiful place.
It is.
And you live in the U.S.?
Yeah, I live both places. Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah, I really like Connecticut. As a matter of fact, I moved to Connecticut, and I was living with, I used to live with Chris and Tina from the Talking Heads and Tom Tom Club.
Right.
I've lived with them for quite a few years. You know, they helped me to stay in the United States and all those things. So they're really good people. So when I needed my privacy, so I moved away, moved from their house. Mm-hmm. However, I still only live about 15 minutes from them currently.
But you're never home, probably. You're on the road touring. I mean, life of a musician, you don't spend much time at home.
The way I see it, as a musician, if you're home too much, something is wrong.
Right. Yeah. And plus, that's what you're a messenger. You're spreading your message
exactly. And
the music. I'm going to ask you to do something, which is kind of unusual, because we talked before we went on the air. We were going to try and get four songs in. So we're moved. Time's moving along. I'd like to ask if you do two songs in a row. That way we can get four in.
Sounds beautiful
to me. So if you do two in a row.
Two in a row.
A double play. From Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads.
One, two, three, four.
Two in a row.
One, two, three, four. You can't even finish. You're talking a lot.
can say far, 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 far better. Run, 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 run away. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo! All right. Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads. You're sounding great. I love it.
Thank you.
I love
Thank
it.
You,
June
Jimmy.
15th, the new album comes out. Where can people get it? iTunes, Amazon. How about your website?
Wherever you can find music, you will find this album.
All right.
Also on TalkingDreads.com.
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 And you, I guess, were raised by a single mom, and there's
Correct.
A song on the album that was inspired by her.
Yeah, there's a song on this album. It's not a Talking Head song, but we decided to put it on the album because, like you said, it's one of those songs that the only time I ever heard that song as a child was when my mom was upset. She'd start singing this song, whether washing the clothes, you know, back in the days, you see that the river or the pan with the water in it. And it's only when she's upset, you know, she'd sing this song. So whenever that song has been sung by my mom is when all the kids look at each other like, oh, my God, what did you
Trouble.
Do?
Somebody's going to get it.
Somebody's going to get it.
Somebody's going to get it. And, so, of course, you're talking about a Janis Joplin song.
Yes, Peace of My Heart.
Yeah, that's a great song. And it's kind of a little different than Talking Heads music, but it's wonderful that it's your story. You're telling your story.
Exactly. And that's one of the main reasons why I didn't want to just be a cover band. I want to take this story and see which of these songs, which of the poetry from these songs that I can apply to myself, my own life. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, the single that we have coming out, Once in a Lifetime. At times, it seems as if that song was actually written for me, by me, about me. Because it's so it's so personal. The story of the song is so personal, and so that's one of the main reasons why I chose that song as a single.
All right. You know, and you're going to do that single for us.
You want us to do that?
Yes, I want to hear it live. This is different than the album. This is a unique, worldwide, special version.
In that case, you got it.
All right, Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads, and what's the name of the song?
The song is called Once in a Lifetime.
Once in a Lifetime. All right.
Yourself living in a shotgun shack. You may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house. With a beautiful house. You may say to yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Water flowing underground.
Winter blue again.
After the money's gone.
Once in a lifetime.
You may ask yourself, how do I work this? You may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by.
Let the water hold me down.
Letting the days go by.
Water flowing underground.
Into the blue again.
After the money's gone.
Once in a lifetime.
Water dissolving. Water removing. There is water in the bottom of the ocean. Remove the water. Come to the water. Remove the water from the bottom of the ocean.
Letting the days go by.
Let the water hold me down.
Letting the days go by.
Water flowing on the ground.
Into the blue again.
After the money's gone.
Once in a lifetime.
Same as it ever was.
Same
as it ever was.
Same
as it ever was.
Same
as it ever was.
Same.
You may ask yourself, what is a beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway lead to? You may ask yourself, am I right, am I wrong? You may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting the days go
after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime.
Same as it's same, same, same,
same as it ever was.
Same, same,
same as it ever was.
Same, same,
same as it ever was.
Same, same, same.
Time is it holding us? Time is it after us? Time is it holding us? Time doesn't hold us back. Time is it holding us? Time is it after us? Time is it holding us?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down.
Letting the days go by,
water flowing underground.
Into the blue again,
after the money's gone.
Once in a lifetime.
That's special. That's special. I like that. That's a once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime.
And it's Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads.
Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads in living colors.
In living colors. You keep adding to it. June 15th. That's the day.
Look at all the colors. Come on, look at that.
In color.
We are the international band. You know?
What's your website again if people want to check you out?
TalkingDreads.com. www.talkingdreads.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
A pleasure to meet you. You sound great, and nothing but success to you. Come back again the next
great
time.
Great to meet you.
DC.
Great to meet Felicia. Great to meet your star.
And we'd love to have
and
you back.
And your staff.
Anytime. Anytime you're in D.C., come back.
Deal.
All right. It's a deal. Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads, June 15th. I'm Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Oh, what a feeling. Look what we've overcome. Oh, I'm gonna wave away my flag and count all the reasons we are the champions. There ain't no turning, turning back. Saying, oh, can't you taste the feeling, feeling? Saying, oh, we all together singing. Look how far we come now. Ready to people, a new day has just begun, and I wear my colors on my back.
Yeah.
We created equal, one race and that's human. Can't wait till they all see that. Saying, rings and fear colors. Represent your country, raise your flag, show your true colors.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
We were on fire, I slashed your tires. It's like we burn so bright, we burn out. I made you chase me. I wasn't that friendly. My love, my drug, we're messed up. Oh. Cause I've been on the run so long they can't find me. You're waking up to remember I'm pretty. And when the chemicals leave my body, yeah, they're gonna find me in a hotel lobby. Cause times they keep coming.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
About a thousand times.
regrets. She found me, and she, the girl she raised me. And I'm forever indebted. I'm forever indebted to her, 'cause when a woman loves, she loves for real. When a woman loves, she loves for real. Oh, she filled my soul with the very touch of her hand. She really did, and she's got
Crossings, Voice of America, and the sounds of R. Kelly for Willow Murphy, Gods and Wonder, Gift Minded, who listens in Ghana to 98.1 FM. That is called When a Woman Loves. R. Kelly performing tonight in North Carolina, despite the protests, all the protests coming out as a result of the allegations of some sex cult that he was putting together in his house. And a couple of women said they were in that sex cult, and they've accused him of some pretty serious offenses, and Spotify has taken all of R. Kelly's music off of their playlist. So he's facing a lot of backlash now, and it's getting pretty hot in the kitchen. And R. Kelly is very upset about it all and said that this is going to destroy my legacy. His words. So apparently he's going to face the music. Wouldn't be the first time, though. He's faced these kinds of things in the past, so we shall see how that all turns out. We also heard music from Hakuna Matata, Beautiful Trauma by Pink, and a song for Abraham Joe Yisak from Jason Derulo called Colors. That's the FIFA World Cup theme song. The FIFA World Cup is in June in Russia. All right, speaking of competitions, we've got one right now. I want to give away the Now 66 CD, which we're doing every day in May. And this week it's been Call In to Win. So right now, if you're caller number 5 at 202-619-2077, you will win the Now 66 CD. So call in right now if you want to win. You have to be caller 5, but the phone lines are open. Vince is going to answer, and we're going to keep on answering until we get caller 5 at 202-619-2077. Give us a call right now. Caller 5 wins. All right, here's a request from Ali in Nigeria. This is Jay-Z, title track to his latest album. This is 444.
Do I find it so hard when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day, letting you down every day? Why do I keep on running away?
Orphan woman eyes, took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes, took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song, I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You mature faster than me, I wasn't ready. So I apologize, I seen the innocence. Leave your eyes, I still mourn this death. And I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present, your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotion, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you were love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes leave with the soul that your body once housed. And you stare blankly into space, thinking of all the time you wasted it on all this basic. So, I apologize. Apologize, our love was one for the ages, and I contained us in all this ratchet, and we more expansive now. Meant to cry and die alone in these mansions, or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacate till our backs burn. We're supposed to laugh till our hearts stop, and then meet in a space where the dark stop, and let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promise I cried, I couldn't hold. I suck at love, I think I need a do-over. I would be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over, what if you over my shoe? And if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero on your face, my heart breaks for the day. I have to explain my mistakes, and the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see for Blues 2, the Tooth Fairy didn't pay.
I'm never gonna treat
Border Crossings, JZ. 444 on the Voice of America. Congratulations, Lennox, in Lagos, Nigeria. Lennox was caller number 5, and he got the Now 66 CD that we're giving away every day in May. Lennox, congratulations, and thank you very much for listening. I also want to say hello to Tedese Berhanu, who's tuned in to Border Crossings on Shager FM 102.1. Haji Jallo is listening. Gino Gaetano in Kuwait. Salvador Denisor. Karuna Kanta Paul. We heard from Ephraim Arawi, Ernest Pever, Aruna Toure, Naka Emanuels, Brian Cabasso, and Charity Derby Kiti, who is also listening to Border Crossings. They all said hello on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/VOA. Larry London, Rayad Ramestein is listening. Warlai Kwame Festus is tuned into the program. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out here on Border Crossings. And again, thank you to our guest, Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads, who joined us today. You can go to his website and get his new CD after June 15th. If you like reggae music, you definitely want to have a copy. Thank you, Rob, our engineer today, and Vince, our director, and Gary Jaffe and Nick and the rest of the crew as well here on Border Crossings and Felicia. I'm Larry London. Have a great night and a great weekend. It's been a fun weekend. We'll be back on Monday at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications and our CD giveaway. So join us again. Have a nice weekend. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.